1326-241.
This is Diana with Neustetter's Fine Jewelry. This year we're celebrating 50 years in business. Thank you for allowing us to be a part of your lives for over half a century. It's because of you that our small family business thrives in St. Louis. From our family to yours, thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
Are you currently sideways with the IRS? Do you have years of unfiled tax returns keeping you up at night? Are you facing tax liens, bank levies, or wage garnishments? If so, you should contact former Department of Justice Tax Division attorney Mark Milton at stltaxlawyer.com. Mark Milton provides a local and holistic approach to tax resolution. Don't be sucked into the out-of-town tax resolution groups you hear on the TV and radio. Mark lives and works right here in the Kirkwood area. If you have IRS problems, visit stltaxlawyer.com today.
The choice of a lawyer is an important decision and should not be based solely on advertising.
You can't get any more local than Appliance Discounters. My sister and I were born and raised right here in the Lou. We know how important it is to shop local.
At Appliance Discounters, we make it easy to shop local. We offer a great selection, which includes a creative line of GE Cafe appliances, a knowledgeable sales staff, and most importantly,
the lowest prices every day, along with cash rebates up to $2,000 on select GE Cafe packages.
So check out the amazing GE Cafe appliance line at your locally owned, proud to be St. Louis grown Appliance Discounters.
The Favazzas family want to send out a big thank you to all their loyal customers who helped support their efforts to provide meals to frontline workers around the St. Louis area. Their dining room and patio are open now, and the Favazzas menu you know and love will still be available through carryout and curbside pickup. Tony, John, and Mark are putting the safety of their guests and employees first, following all protocols and guidelines. Check out Favazzas.com for the full menu and ordering info, or they'll see you on the Hill.
Reason number six why RVs are so popular. They're pet friendly. Your fuzzy family member can go with you. Like Reverend Bentley and Mr. Chips, his small terrier. Each summer, he'd hitch up his aristocrat trailer and head to the dry heat of the Southwest, eventually settling in Deming, New Mexico. He became friends with the local sheriff, likely because arriving late one night, he stopped at a grassy patch along the road, only to find out the next morning that it was a local cemetery. After moving to the land of the living, Bentley and Mr. Chips would go to town in search of local gatherings, especially church picnics, and quickly became well-known. A man, a dog, an RV. Adventures begin at Byerly, the center of the RV world.
For the rest of your life.
Byerly Trailer.
For the rest of your life.
Byerly Trailer.
Rediscover your family. Show them you care.
For the rest of your life. You gotta be there.
Check us out at ByerlyRV.com, Eureka, Missouri.
We all know local restaurants and food producers have been hit hard recently. As one of the few places still open, Schnucks is committed to supporting those local companies that need help from all of us right now. In an effort to support them, Schnucks is bringing in more food from local restaurants and food producers than they normally would. As a local food company themselves, Schnucks knows they can help. That's why Schnucks is asking you to please consider local food when you shop at Schnucks. Schnucks, a local company supporting local companies.
This is Doug Vaughn here to tell you to get a jump on the spring home selling season. With low inventories and less competition, homes are fetching higher prices. To leverage a higher price home, call Mark and Neil Gelman of Coldwell Banker Premier with their STL Rocket Listing. Mark and Neil can give you a cash offer. Use their proven accelerated demand program that turns up the marketing and gets you the most money for your home. Either way, your home is sold. Call the Gelmans today at 314-336-1991. Online at 590homes.com and start packing.
Certain restrictions apply. Matt Borchardt here from South City Staple Edibles and Essentials to tell you that our doors are open for all carryout and online orders in accordance with all CDC guidelines. You can check out our full menu and order now at ediblesandessentials.com. We have our staples like French fries, fried ribs, and banh mi tacos, as well as many items from our deli. Buttonwood Farm eggs, pork chops, bacon, and more are all available by the pound, so your kitchen stays stocked during these tough times. Thank you for supporting local.
America. Seldom sing along, but felt like it today. Home. The great Kate Smith. It's here, the Playhouse. right. We're all in our underwear today.
So join his partners and him.
There's no fun left on. We're full of chips, and we're full of chips, and we think you'll get lots of
a jelly donut.
That guy was great. He was so good.
Wasn't he a real drill sergeant?
He was a real drill sergeant. And made a really good living pretending to be what he really was. Well, good afternoon and welcome to the June 17th edition of Pinions Playhouse, brought to you by Window World. You hear those two words a lot on this show. They sponsor Dr. Doug, who was just on, sponsor Dan Buffett Tuesday, Josh Bauman on Monday, Bill Cleveland every day. And we're going to tell you in a couple of moments why, I don't know why you wouldn't call them when you need replacement windows. Why would you not do that? Let's do this.
Hey!
Owner of a brand new wallet.
I know. Oh
boy.
If ever anybody needed one, it was this guy. And from the looks of that thing, that must have been what you carried the entire 19 years you lived in Great Britain and before that, even. 10 of those, of course, he lived in Birmingham, England, where his daddy lives today. But we understand daddy is considering seriously moving back here.
Yeah, he's trying to. He's coming to town on the 26th next week.
Can you bring him in?
2 weeks, yeah.
Can we bring him in?
Sure, why not?
Oh, he liked coming in. I think he liked it. He's Trevor Limestone, Limey Phillips. Say hello to everybody.
Hello, everyone. And I would like again to say thank you to Frank for my cool new wallet.
Eel skin.
I know, right?
You won't see anybody else that has one, I bet. You'll be rubbing that. It feels... Well, he will. He will. And the wallet. Let's see.
That's an old joke, too.
The wallet.
I've told it. It's a great joke. Yeah. It's a great joke. In the house... Because he didn't head northbound or southbound or westbound.
Oh, yeah, he got the left attack. I didn't sound the field that movie I've ever seen.
Play the cowbell.
Bill Cleveland, say hello to everybody.
I'm going to say it slow so Tim can hear. I know he's hard of hearing. Hello, everyone.
Oh, wow. You've been holding on to that for a couple hours, huh?
Yeah.
Little reference to the... To the game.
Mine or his?
Bills.
Okay. Yeah. Now, see, the people who didn't listen first hour, that'll teach them.
Yeah.
You know who we're talking about there. Oh, he had so many jobs before he landed this one, but now he's our head of research. And I mean, the entire research team. You've heard us go down to the traffic department and to the news, the weather central. We've never taken you down to Research Center. That's what it's called. There's a bunch of people down there. You know who's in charge of all of them? The guy I'm about to introduce. He's also our newsman. Oh, and he does something else. What is it? He doesn't do it here. Oh, that's right. He's a private investigator. Tim Woodburn, say hello to your sponsor.
I'd like to say hello to First Community Credit Union, the largest credit union in St.
Louis. Is that your top 40 DJ?
No, that's the...
Yeah, he was just doing an impression of top 40.
That was the You Skip Dan intro.
Oh.
No, I didn't. No, I did not. I'm not finished introducing people.
You were supposed to let it go.
I have not. No, I haven't skipped him. See, you people, stop the music for a second. Here's what you don't understand about radio. In radio, sometimes you have to mix things up. If people think, oh, I know what's coming, and then, oh, no, I didn't see that coming. You change it up. It's like baseball, change up. But, unfortunately, you knuckleheads don't understand that. So, Tim Woodburn, say hello to your sponsor.
I'm sorry, Father. I'd like to say hello and thank you to the law offices of Scott Sherman. Scott appears on the Large Morning Show in the afternoon every Thursday in the 4 o'clock hour to offer callers free legal advice. If you or a loved one ever took a drug called Zantac and you have cancer, Scott would love to speak with you. There is a class action lawsuit against the makers of Zantac. Popular heartburn medication has now been recalled, but to protect your right to compensation, you must not delay or you might miss the statute of limitations for your case. Scott is ready to help. Email him, lawofficeofscottsherman@gmail.com. lawofficeofscottsherman@gmail.com.
And behind the coronavirus-proof glass, the bulletproof glass, the everything proof glass, about, oh, 2 inches thick, that glass. Dan, show them 2 inches how thick that glass is. Yeah.
There you go. That's infected.
Man sitting back there is none other than Dan Strauss. He's in the house with his trouser mouse.
And if I only had a brain.
Dan, say hello to your sponsor.
I'd like to say hi and thanks to the law office of Scott Sherman. I'd like to say hi and thanks to First Community Credit Union, the largest credit union in the St. Louis area with over 40 locations in Missouri and Illinois, including some Walmart locations. They have great rates right now on car loans and home loans, plus you can still get information on the CARES Act loans for your business. First Community Credit Union is a great place for all of your banking needs. To find out more, go to
FirstCommunity.com.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, Dan.
Hebe Jimenez is in charge of... Oh, boy.
What's up? What?
You call Hebe a horse?
We heard Bernice.
Ah, man. Yeah. Damn
it's the, wallet.
Stop everything.
Hang in a sec.
Edit. Just edit it.
All right.
Well, it is the wallet. He's excited about his new wallet. It's
I was just rubbing
about.
My wallet. I'm
it's
sorry.
I was thinking about
it. Rubbing your wallet.
That's radio it. Edit.
Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven. You know, we may have created a new sexual expression. Well, he was rubbing his wallet. And only we and AM and the PM people will know what that means. Rat Boy's all excited. He's come up with a new product. You guys know what Big League Chew?
Yeah, I used to love that.
Do they still have that?
I hope so.
Yeah, they have it.
It's shredded bubble gum,
yeah,
right?
It's the best.
And it was supposed to simulate a tobacco, a baseball player. He's come up with, he says he's going to sell it in a little packet like that. And he takes, I think everybody knows what a chisel is. He just chisels off shreds of his favorite food, and he calls it chisel, what is chisel? What? Chisel cheese.
Chisel cheese.
I like it. Okay. I like it. I think you're onto something this time. Go
chisel
for
and
it.
Nizzle.
I thought you were going to say Big League Cheese.
No.
Cheese.
No, Rat. That's right, Rat Boy. No, Chisel Cheese, the product. I think it'll do really well, unlike a lot of other things he's come up with. Here's somebody who will never go hungry, because there will always be a demand for music like this played live. Bruce Limprist and the All Boy Orchestra. To have the Window World people come out, I have French doors that go out onto the deck, and they have to be replaced, and I've put this off for years. I mean, years, and it's just time. You say, what? Double doors? It's Window World. Well, they do entry doors. They do siding, but we usually talk about windows because that's the biggest part of their business, but they do fantastic siding installation, and as well as entry doors. And speaking of installation, they're looking, Window World is looking for installers. That's how good their business is. They're looking for experienced window and siding installers. So if that's you, and you're not either, you're either not happy where you're working or you're not working, get a hold of Window World. Go to their website. I haven't looked, but I would imagine if you go to the website, all the information is there. And if it's not, call them and say, hey, I'm an experienced window and or siding installer. Tell me more. I would imagine this would be a really great place to work. I like the idea of working for people who aren't greedy and selfish, who, when they have a charitable event, they actually give the money to charity. That's the kind of company I'd like to work for. And it's nice to work for a company where the product is everything they claim it is. They're not just blowing a lot of smoke, and this is, and that has been proven already by this country and the people in the country who have made it the number one selling replacement window in the United States. And as you know, they're the preferred window. They have they're a lucky charm, because let's go back and remember something. Before the Blues season started, the season where they won the Stanley Cup, before the first game was played, they cut their first deal with the Blues and the partnership to be the preferred window of the St. Louis Blues, and look what happened. It was also before the first game was played
a football season, they partnered with the Kansas City Chiefs. And look what happened. They became the official window of the Kansas City Chiefs, and that first season, they became champions. Something about this place. Maybe we need to make them the preferred or official something of this show, and then great things would happen here at the radio station. Well, great things will happen for you when you make that choice. At least give them a shot. Give them a shot at your business, your window replacement. But that's all we ask. If you find a better window, jump all over it. Good luck to you. I don't think that's going to happen. Window World, you can find out more at windowworldstlouis.com.
I've been to Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, Buffalo, Toronto, Winslow,
Arizona, Oklahoma, Tampa, and he's in Kirkwood, Missouri today. He's Bill Cleveland, and brought to you by, what do you know, Window World. We just talked about him. WindowWorldStLouis.com for lots of information, including the 25 months, same as cash, with approved credit. Yes, 25 months. Give it up, you loyal fans, for Bill Cleveland. Hello, Bill.
Good afternoon.
How you doing?
I'm good. Well, today, I'm sure you've been celebrating all day.
What? Damn it.
No, it's that wallet. I'm telling you, it's a wallet. You're just not accustomed to having a brand new wallet. You haven't had a new wallet for 30 years.
I'm sorry.
It's exciting.
Did he put money in it for you?
No, not yet.
Yeah. There was actually something on Mythbusters that said that eelskin wallets interfered with the magnetic.
Yes, yeah, so Josh Fallon just texted
on
me.
On the car. Well, it's a myth.
Oh, thank God. Good. Yeah. I was about to say.
But there are things that do kill the magnet. Yeah. It's like you're not supposed to put them close to your phone or something. It kills the strip. I'm sorry. Where were we, Bill?
Bill was just finishing up.
Yeah, I was just wrapping up. You can't put, if you travel, you should never put your hotel key in one of those wallets either, because it will ruin your hotel key.
When you get back to your hotel, you can't get in.
You can't get in the room. It like demagnetizes something. Right. So as I was saying before Limey interrupted me.
Bill!
Today is National Mascot Day. Were you aware?
Today? I was not.
No. UNLV just got rid of theirs today in honor of it.
Who?
The Running Rebel.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. Oh, gosh. So I thought I would go through a few mascots from sports and from advertising and whatever and see if you can name.
This
was a story I found today. Domino's Pizza. We've all heard of Domino's Pizza. Domino's had a mascot for a while, and I did not remember this until I saw this article. So back in, I guess it was about the late 80s, they had a mascot. They called it the Noid.
Yes.
Yeah.
Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know why they stopped using it?
Maybe because it was annoying. I don't know.
So it was a character. They used it as their mascot, and... So the Noid, if you don't remember, it was portrayed as a character whose main objective was to delay pizza deliveries. Okay. But Domino's was quote unquote Noid proof, right? So that meant you would always get your pizza in 30 minutes or less. So the Noid became very popular. They featured it in video games and a line of merchandise. And as I mentioned on the TV commercials and that sort of thing. On January 30th, 1989, a man named Kenneth Lamar Noid.
Oh, boy.
Here we go. Walked into a Domino's store in Georgia and held two employees hostage at gunpoint.
Mm. Wow.
Even though the employees managed to escape, they were held hostage for about 5 hours. Later, it was found out that Kenneth was mentally unstable and believed the Avoid the Noid campaign by Domino's was directed at persecuting him.
So because of that one thing, they
he went into a mental institution.
Yeah, because of one guy,
The
pussification of America.
I say keep it because look what it did. We got a crazy guy off the street who was going to kill people.
Well, and he killed himself.
Anybody old enough to remember the Frito Bandito?
Yes.
They killed that because, it makes it sound like the Mexicans are thieves. The Frito Bandito. He was still flying Fritos. And so they got rid of him. And I hated to see him go. There have been a few like that. Yeah. Where they just decided, yo quiero Taco Bell. Remember that dog?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the Chihuahua. Yeah,
really?
Taco Bell Chihuahua.
Oh, why?
I think you're digging into Bill's segment.
Oh, sorry.
No, that's okay. That's fine. All right. So I'll just mention a few. I have like 10 of these. So Cornelius the Rooster.
Cornholius.
Oh, Cornelius.
Cornelius the rooster.
I'm going to guess a college football team of some sort.
No.
Is this a food or?
So these are, I'm mixing them up. So these are like brand mascots, sports mascots.
Okay, can you tell us if this is sports or food?
Okay, so it's a brand.
A brand. What is it? Cornelius.
Cornelius the rooster.
Frosted Flakes?
You're very close.
Kellogg's.
Kellogg's Corn Flakes.
Yeah.
Tony the Tiger is
Well, that makes sense. Cornelius.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The Helping Hand.
Oh, that was
Hamburger
Helper. Yeah. That's right. Yeah. Reminds me of the movie Vacation where the was it the niece says the Hamburger Helper is just fine by itself?
Yeah.
Cazzanetti.
Yeah.
I actually knew a guy who was hired to produce the Helping Hand commercials. I remember he called me and goes, hey, I got the Helping Hand job.
Thank you. Thank you, everybody. Thank you so much.
Okay, this one is just for Frank. Nobody else help him.
Okay.
Toucan Sam.
Oh. I've heard of it.
Oh,
really? You've never heard of Toucan Sam?
No. Oh, yeah. Sorry.
I know this one.
Sorry.
Oh, my goodness.
I don't know what that is.
Okay. Everybody else?
Fruit Loops.
Fruit Loops.
Yeah, I've never eaten Fruit Loops.
Okay. Right. Do you know what the original McDonald's mascot was?
Oh,
long, but this is before Ronald McDonald.
It was a hamburger. It was some kind of
remember the name.
I don't remember the name.
Not Hamburglar.
That was a character, but that wasn't
was the
there.
Mayor.
Oh,
this is before
of
those.
Mayor McCheese.
This is when the McDonald's brothers owned McDonald's.
His name was Steve.
Was it Burger? Was it Wendy?
No.
Speedy.
Don't you remember that was there? Did you see the documentary?
Was Speedy Burger.
That's right.
That was also the Speedy Alka-Seltzer guy was Speedy. Speedy Alka-Seltzer was his name.
Okay. Leo the Lion.
Leo the Lion.
We're still on food, right?
This is not food. This would be it. It's actually a company.
Is that MGM?
It is. Good job.
Way to go.
Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer. Yep.
Way to go,
I know my brands.
Madge the Magnificent.
Madge the Magnificent.
Palmolive?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah. Palmolive.
Palmolive.
Dishwasher.
Dishwasher detergent.
Yeah.
This one's easy. Mr. Peanut.
Oh, yeah.
Monopoly?
No.
Oh, my God. Unbelievable.
I made dang.
You know, I'm sitting here laughing at him, and I can't come up with
it. It's the
Planters.
Okay,
of course.
Okay. Yeah.
Oh, wow. With a monocle or whatever.
Yeah. Just
Monopoly.
The,
oh, my gosh.
Monocle, Monopoly. Come on.
Dino the Dinosaur.
Sinclair Gas.
Sinclair Oil.
Sinclair Gas. Wow. Is there still a Sinclair station anywhere?
I don't think so.
No, there used to be one left over over by Westport Plaza, and then they shut that down.
The last time I saw one was on Hampton in the city. Right after you get off of 44 and you take a right, I think there used to be one further up.
You know what else you used to see, like every two blocks? Clark Station.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then just very gradually gone.
Remember when there used to be a dentist on every street corner? Yeah.
No,
that's
the
back
happened.
In the day.
There are a lot of Sinclairs, but they're all out west. Yeah.
Okay.
Dan got that joke.
Yeah. Mr. Six.
Mr. Six?
Mr. Six.
No, not sex. That. Mr. Six.
Was it Motel Six?
Dang it.
No.
Mr. Six.
There's a Sinclair in Troy, Missouri, by the way.
Hmm.
Mr. Six. We don't know. Mr. Six.
Monopoly? Think of that horrible song that used to go with Mr. Six. It was for a amusement park.
Six Flags?
Yeah, Six Flags.
I've never heard of that.
Yeah, you have. That weird-looking guy. And he would...
Da, 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 da,
da, da. Oh!
Yes. Okay.
Yes, that's Mr. Six.
More flags, more fun.
Jeffrey the Giraffe.
Toys R Us.
Well, you go down, Dan.
Yeah.
All right, I'll give you just a few sports ones, and we'll wrap it up. Slugger. This is a Major League Baseball team.
Slugger.
With two R's at the end.
Is that the Cincinnati Reds?
It is not. Those are the Redlings? Redlings?
Redlegs?
I think. Redlegs, sorry. Yeah.
Slugger.
The weird name.
I want to say Cleveland.
It is not. The Kansas City Royals.
Hmm.
Slugger. This one's an NBA mascot. Stuff. The Florida team.
The Heat.
Orlando Magic. Stomper the Elephant. Baseball.
Oh.
Major League?
It's Major League Baseball, yeah.
Yeah.
Tony La Russa used to manage this.
Oakland A's.
Oakland A's.
Wow.
Let's see if Tim gets this one. Iceberg.
Monopoly. I have no idea.
It's a hockey one.
I have no idea.
Pittsburgh?
Pittsburgh Penguins.
Wow. Yep.
And the last one,
why
this
would
is
be a penguin?
Huh? Ice?
Iceberg.
Pittsburgh.
He is a penguin called Iceberg.
Iceberg, yeah.
I thought it was like an actual iceberg.
This is a real-life mascot, as in it's a real living mascot. Mike the Tiger.
You've come up with some really...
LSU, that's
whoa.
Right.
Yeah.
Way to go.
Right.
He's got a huge habitat, like, right on the campus of LSU.
So did SIU Edwardsville used to keep a cougar on the campus.
Well, the University of Georgia, which the initials are UGA, has a bulldog on the field during the games, and the first one, UGA, if you phonetically say it out, it's UGA. And then when UGA died, is UGA 2, UGA 3. They're on like UGA 9.
All right, how about Texas? Bevo the Bull, University of Texas, out on the field. I saw this thing. This is a real bull.
Wow.
Pretty crazy.
And for all the PETA people, apparently what happens is they pull the trailer up to Mike the Tiger's enclosed. It's a multi-million dollar deal. I mean, this guy's, you know, he's not living tough. They back the trailer. If he decides to get into the trailer, they will take him over to the stadium for the game. If he doesn't want to get in, then he just doesn't make an appearance. Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah. So there you go. Cool. I'm Bill Cleveland on the road and on 590 The Fan.
Thank you, Bill. I've gotten to where almost every day I try to imagine what it's like for somebody who just stumbles on this show. I would say they just started this by accident. Oh, look here. Here's a station. And then they hear Bill's segment, and they go tell somebody else, I feel so bad for this guy. He did this thing, and like four people applauded. It's like so embarrassing. I feel horrible for him. Well, they'll catch on.
I like those people.
Bill Cleveland, courtesy of Window World, number one selling replacement window in the country. Got some nice feedback about the yard sale and what it has become. More than just a yard sale. It's entertaining, it's informative, it's fun, and yes, you can still sell stuff. We just limit it now to four sellers per hour for the 2 hours, 7 to 9 o'clock on Saturday morning, brought to you by First Community Credit Union. Barry Manilow's birthday is today. He's 77. This is one of the guy who has turned himself into like the ugliest guy in the world. He looks like a hideous monster.
Barely man enough?
Yeah. He's another victim of bad plastic surgery like Wayne Newton and Kenny Rogers. Have you seen him? He's hard to look at, Barry Manilow.
Isn't he one of those where he's backstage and you weren't allowed to look at him? I think
he
was.
Well, I wouldn't doubt it. He's
like Barbara Streisand.
I know he's talented and he's a songwriter. I don't think he can sing anymore, but he tours and just packs the place, and women love him. Oh, Barry Manilow.
I saw a show on HBO.
A great show.
Oh, my goodness. His show is tremendous.
See, that's the thing. If you're not a 10, talent wise, if your show is a 10, it sort of lifts up your lack. And not that he's not talented, but he's not a great singer. But the show that he puts on, and a lot of artists do that.
He was a big jingle writer, too.
Yeah.
Right?
He wrote a lot of commercials.
Yeah.
Wrigley's and, Dr. Pepper, a lot of stuff. We mentioned earlier that they're changing the name of Aunt Jemima. Why not? Let's change everything. I don't know what the new name will be. Owned by Quaker Oats, which is owned by PepsiCo. So I brought you a list of just some of the companies PepsiCo owns. By the way, you guys, which do you think is bigger in sales, Coca-Cola or PepsiCola?
I'll say Coke.
I would have said Coke is Pepsi.
Wow. That's shocking.
They passed Coca-Cola in 2005 for the first time in 112 years that they had been competing. In 2005.
Sorry.
At the 112-year mark, they finally surpassed Coke in sales. That still surprises me, because I just always think of Coke as, I don't know.
I like Pepsi more people, better.
Well, some like one and some like... But here are some of the companies that PepsiCo owns. Obviously, Pepsi and Diet Pepsi. They own Mountain Dew. They own Lay's Potato Chips. They own Gatorade. They own Tropicana, all the Tropicana beverages. 7-Up outside the United States is owned by PepsiCo, which I think is interesting. Mm. They own Doritos, Lipton Tea, Quaker Foods, Cheetos, Fritos, and Walker's Potato Chips. Mirinda, I don't know what that is. We don't have that here, I don't think. They own Ruffles Potato Chips. They own Aquafina Bottled Water, Tostitos, and Sierra Mist. All of those owned by, and they just bought this year, 2020, they bought Rockstar.
Oh, wow.
So, the energy drink. So, now, they also own Rockstar. I don't like stories about, when I hear about somebody drowning. Drowning, to me, is a, just a horrible, I don't know, and nobody does, how horrible a death it is to drown. I've heard doctors say that, basically, when you take in that, you just sort of go to sleep. That there's not a lot of strangulation or choke. But I don't know. I don't like to hear it. And a St. Louis guy drowned this past weekend, Saturday, on a float trip on the Merrimack River. He's 39 years old. And he stopped at a gravel bar to swim and was with a group of people. And this happens. I've heard other stories. And then he just didn't resurface. And then they found him later. Drowning is a, and then when I saw the story about float trip, who here has been on a float trip?
Oh yeah, absolutely.
I've been on many.
Mm-hmm.
Love them.
I wish my two experiences had been better, because I think I would like a float trip, the right time of year, right conditions, right group of people, and the right vessel, not a canoe.
Oh, no, you have to use a raft.
Yes,
yeah, a raft.
Well, I got invited years ago to a float trip, and I've never been on one.
Now's the best time to go. You want to go on one? We got a raft.
Is the water warm enough?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, maybe give it, like, if you want, like, the beginning of June, that's the best time, because the water's perfect.
I was an idiot, and I went in the very beginning of April, and the water was ice cold.
Oh,
yeah, it was on the Merrimack. It was ice cold.
No.
In less than 10 minutes, I tipped over the canoe, and I went in this freezing water, and everything I had with me was in the water, and I lost a camera and a whole bunch of... It was horrible.
Yeah.
And then the rest of the day, I'm shivering, freezing cold.
Now, I mean, if we're on the river, like, I mean, we're going to be drinking heavily. You don't have to, obviously, but I am.
I'm not interested in that, but I would like on a raft with the right people, because that's what's going to make it fun, if you get a group of people together that you like. But I'd like to, one more time, try a float trip on a raft.
Yeah, I only go on a raft.
Okay, that canoe thing.
Raft or in a tube.
If you don't know what you're doing in a canoe, it is so easy to flip that thing over.
It is.
They're just too narrow, and you get somebody in the front and the back, and one guy moves the wrong way and throws you off, and then everybody's in the water. So, yeah, no thanks. This is really great news for the country. From April to May, retail sales in this country set a new record for 1 month of retail sales, up 17.7% in 1 month from April to May. That's huge.
Wow.
There's never been a month where retail sales jump like that, according to this article. And I guess...
Well, it's because the month before that was an all-time low.
Yeah, everything was shut.
That's why it's good news. It didn't stay down there. Now, this is what I don't like. Here's a headline in an article this morning from USA Today. This is the kind of crap that drags the country down, because I do believe there are people that they'll read something, and then they'll just think, oh, okay, then me too. And here's the headline. U.S., the unhappiest it's been in 50 years. Now, what kind of ridiculous headline is that? 50% of people say they felt isolated in recent... Well, of course they felt isolated. They were isolated.
Yeah.
Of course they were home, quarantined. But on the United States is the unhappiest it's been in 50 years. I don't know that that's true or true enough for them to put a headline like that in there. Let's get ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
Scott Sherman is in tomorrow. I just want to give you a little heads up. And people are getting smarter. They're now calling top of the hour while the news is going on so they can get in with Scott. He's here every Thursday. He's an attorney. He'll be here tomorrow to help you at no charge with your legal questions. So to get ready for that, I have what may be my favorite attorney joke. I've told this joke on the air at least, I would say, 15 or 20 times. So I'm going to tell it again today. guy needs an attorney, and on the recommendation of a friend, he makes a call to the attorney's office, and a man answers the phone, and he says, "Schwartz, Schwartz, Schwartz, and Schwartz, attorneys at law." And the guy says, "Yes, I'd like to speak with Mr. Schwartz, please." And the guy on the phone says, "Well, I'm sorry, Mr. Schwartz is on vacation." He said, "Well, then how about Mr. Schwartz?" He said, "Well, he's sick. He's out sick, and he's got something nasty, some kind of bug. He's not going to be in for, they say, at least another week." He said, "Well, then how about Mr. Schwartz?" He said, "Well, obviously you haven't heard. He passed away 2 months ago." He said, "Well, then how about Mr. Schwartz?" He goes, "Speaking."
Get a check on traffic with Tory Lyons.
This report is sponsored by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Over the years, you've brought opioids into your home. They helped when you were in pain, and you held on to them just in case. But holding on to opioids puts your family at risk. Learn more at fda.gov/drug disposal. They cleared the crash eastbound 64 before 270. You have an accident now in the left lane westbound 270 at West Florissant. Slow westbound 70, 270 through 141, and a traffic incident westbound 70 east of Warrenton. Crowded westbound 4064 at 364, and accidents eastbound St. Charles Rock Road past Woodson and southbound Halls Ferry at Lucas and Hunt. I'm Tori Lyons. That is your total traffic.
Tim McKernan here for Design Air Heating and Cooling. Their business is essential to your comfort and safety, so Design Air will continue to offer services for emergency repair, installation, and preventative maintenance while taking all of the recommended precautions to eliminate physical contact. For more information on air purifiers, please visit designairservice.com. And for all of your heating and air conditioning needs, contact the official HVAC company of the Ryan Kelly Morning After, Design Air Heating and Cooling. Support locally owned small business, Bertarelli Paper Company, for all of your business PPE needs. Work with Marco and his family directly, and they will handle your order. Masks, hand sanitizer, disinfectant sprays, disposable gloves, toilet paper, and more. Thermoscanners are in stock now. Order today. They are perfect for offices, gyms, and other high-traffic businesses. Contact Marco directly by emailing marco@bertarellico.com or calling 314-323-0712, and he will take your order and take care of you.
This is Doug Vaughn here to tell you to call my friends Mark and Neil Gelman of Coldwell Banker Premier. Mark and Neil's incredible marketing strategy sells more homes, over $500,000, all with five-star reviews. Find the Gelmans online at 590homes.com and start packing.
Certain restrictions apply.
Looking for the most unique grocery store in St. Louis? That's easy. Star Specialty Grocer, located on Big Bend, one block north of Highway 40. This Richmond Heights treasure has been a part of the St. Louis community since 1979. Star's offers a wine selection second to none, with selections across price points, a unique selection of liquor, varieties of cheeses from around the world, fresh wild seafood flown in daily, and prime beef raised by local farmers. The employees pride themselves on product knowledge and customer service. They're open if you want to stop by or call them to place an order at 314-781-2345. That's 314-781-2345. You can browse beforehand, check out the staff's picks, and then put in your order online at starrs1.com. Remember, for the best in beef, seafood, liquor, and wine, visit Star's Specialty Grocer on Big Bend. And be sure to tell them 590 sent you.
Bottle of wine, fruit of the vine. When you gonna let me get sober? Leave me alone. Let me go home
and start over. When I go home, we're going to go to, well, his home, Dallas, Texas. That's where Mike Evans is, and he's brought to you by Annie Dunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market. Folks, I have a brand new recommendation for dessert, and I just discovered it last week. Gooey butter cake. And before you say, oh, I've had gooey butter cake. No, you haven't. No, you haven't. Not like this. Not like Annie Gunn's. Annie Gunn's Restaurant is a place where you will need reservations for lunch and dinner. Next door is the Smokehouse. When you do dine at Annie Gunn's, please go next door. You will be so glad you discovered the Smokehouse Market. They're in Chesterfield Valley, east of most of that other stuff, and they're closed only on Monday. Gift cards are always a great idea. Who wouldn't want a gift card from Annie Gunn's or the Smokehouse Market? I now give you Mike Evans. Now, the other day, you said this is not a very good wine. Whatever it was, you said it wasn't that good. Is this better today?
Yeah, I'm back to my Apothic Inferno Cabernet rested in bourbon barrels.
All right, years ago, you said the word, and I never heard it or heard of it, Shiraz or Shiraz. Are they kind of the same?
Shiraz.
One sort of the same. And I tried it. And I kind of liked it. I don't care about wine, but it's one of the very few that was okay to me.
You know, I haven't had any Shiraz for a long time. Thanks for reminding
me.
Time
to go back and revisit that, maybe.
That's right. How about some television news today, Ham?
All right. I'm ready.
If you have never seen Dead to Me, have you seen it?
Oh, we're watching it now. We're well into the second season. I like it.
Yeah, Dead to Me, starring Christina Applegate and Linda Cardellini.
Look, he's not all here today. He got a new wallet, and he's all excited. So he's off a little bit, yeah.
It's on Netflix. You should check it out, folks. It is really, Frank's right, it's really good. They're currently shooting season 3. Here's a little sidebar for you. I don't know if I ever told you this story. When I was doing Mornings at K-Rock, and Christina Applegate was doing Married with Children, when she turned 16... she was a big K-Rock fan and invited the K-Rock jocks to her house for her 16th birthday party.
Liar.
No, I'm not lying.
Liar.
She's a very nice girl back then. Turned out to be a very nice lady. I've met her, seen her. I've talked to her a couple of times since then. She always talked, and when I saw her, she always remembered the 16th birthday, which I thought was very cool.
Yeah. Hey, look down. Your pants are on fire.
Don't encourage him when he says something like that.
Thanks, Dan.
He's better than that. Just getting a green light, Dope Stick. It's an 8-episode limited series on Hulu about opioid epidemic that takes us from a distressed Virginia mining town to the DEA in Washington, D.C. Dope Stick will star Michael Keaton as a doctor who gets caught up in the crisis. I hear this is going to be really great. Dope Stick coming to Hulu early next year.
They never in the old days ever had addressed addiction like that in any of the popular shows except one, and it was the Andy Griffith Show, that kid, Opioid, his little kid.
Oh, my goodness.
Thank you. Thank you, Mike. Thanks, everybody.
Opioid Taylor.
Thanks, everybody. Thank you.
He overdosed while fishing.
Yeah. Thank you. Thanks so much.
There you go. I got to remember that for my stations tomorrow morning. That's a good one. ABC has released their fall schedule. Man, it is loaded with unscripted shows, including Dancing with the Stars, The Bachelorette, Shark Tank, 2020, Saturday Night Football, America's Funniest Videos, Supermarket Sweepstakes, Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, and others.
Now, America's Funniest Videos is still on the air?
It is still on.
And Supermarket Sweepstakes is still, too?
Yeah, I think it's came back now.
Wow.
Here's the problem with America's Funniest Video. In the beginning, it was actually real videos of things that just they didn't plan to happen. And then it became staged.
How many times did a kid hit a baseball into his dad's balls?
Or a cat, doing whatever.
Falling into a bathtub filled with water or something.
Right? They lost me a long time ago.
It's a horrible show, and the host, Saget, is ridiculous.
Is it still
The Friends special is a go. The cast have the scripts, and there's talk about some shocking surprises in the Friends special. Everybody on board, even Matthew Perry, who was spotted for the first time in weeks coming out of a drugstore, still about 30 pounds overweight, wearing pajamas. I don't know.
I saw
Matthew
Perry.
Who is this?
Matthew Perry. Chandler from Friends.
Coming to Hulu and on demand next month, the movie Palm Springs. Honestly, this is one of the funniest movies you will ever see. It stars Adam Sandberg and Christy Milioti.
I don't know who that is.
Oh, she's hot. And J.K. Simmons, who I really like. This reeks of Groundhog Day, since they keep living the same day over and over and over, but with different results while attending a wedding that they don't want to be at. Wacky, crazy, zany. I guarantee you'll love this. This is a fabulous film. Palm Springs, the movie, on Hulu next month. Write it down.
I have a tough time liking J.K. Simmons ever since I saw Whiplash. That guy in Whiplash is the meanest, nastiest, filthiest, foul mouth. And once you see it, every time you see him, you think, oh, there's that dirty, mean, nasty drum teacher.
He won an Academy Award for that.
Oh, he should have. He should have. Have you seen Whiplash?
No.
Oh, my goodness. Fabulous. So good, yeah. Dan, I can't believe you're a musician. You got to see Whiplash.
Yeah, I haven't seen
it. Oh, it's fabulous. Yeah. Quick movie scoops. A showrunner is pitching a biopic of Dolly Parton.
All right.
I think that would be good. Odds and ends, HBO didn't make any friends in Los Angeles when they covered up a Kobe Bryant tribute billboard to promote themselves. Public outrage had Kobe back up in 2 days. Wow. Looks like most theaters in the United States and England and Canada will reopen the 4th of July weekend. Theaters in Japan and Denmark and Netherlands and France are already opening with distancing. They're already open with distancing.
We don't. Most theaters are still not open, right?
No.
Around here, yeah.
I'm gonna drink a wine.
Okay.
When did Dan Buffett said that? Were they gonna open like this Friday? Right. Or?
Yeah, with 25%. Yeah. Why not? Why not just every other seat or something?
So let's talk.
What do you want to talk about?
Well, I don't know. We don't, you know, I do a report every day.
I'll tell you what. 25
years.
We have 1 minute and 10 seconds. Yeah, let's just talk. How's your Brister? And now for people who don't know, and a lot of people don't, get new to the show, Mike's brother became his sister. He was a trans whatever.
Right.
And now he's his sister. He calls him his Brister. Brother. How's she doing? Whatever.
It's she, Sherry.
Yeah.
Sherry.
And your brother's name was what, Jerry or something?
Harry.
Harry, and now it's Sherry.
And married Donna, who was Dawn,
yeah.
Another transgender.
Yeah.
They're very happy. They've been together now for 16 years, 17 years.
Wow.
Well, good for them.
They got married wearing matching wedding dresses.
In a fever?
Now, one of them kept his genitalia and the other one didn't. Is that correct?
You know, I need a program about that. I don't know for sure, and I never really.
I guess
it's
a tough question to ask. Do you still have your penis?
If I ever get married, I'm keeping mine.
One, yeah. Yeah, I'm keeping mine.
Yeah.
Now you have 5 seconds. Yeah, we'll get to know him better another time when we have more time. More than ever, thank a police officer or firefighter every chance you get. Thank you for being with us. We'll be back here tomorrow. So then, have a great Wednesday evening, everybody.
You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old past said. For you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end, my only friend, the end.
Some folks has asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending, that's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell. Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear?
Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Get you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling.
All right, dear.
All right, Dan. Goodbye.
Bye, y'all.
Goodbye, St. Louis. Bye-bye.
590 The Fan, with your local talent covering your St. Louis team. KFNS Wood River, St. Louis, the home of Budweiser.
sports trending now.
In the National Football League, Denver Broncos safety Kareem Jackson tested positive for the coronavirus. He has cold-like symptoms, but is expected to make a full recovery. Major League Baseball Commissioner Rob Manfred and the Players Union Chief Tony Clark got together today in Phoenix, Arizona, conducting a face-to-face meeting. League offered a 60-game regular season schedule over 70 days with full prorated salaries to continue. Ken Rosenthal reports Miami Marlins have released at least 30 minor leaguers. On top of that, Major League Baseball Players Trust opened up and they'll commit $1 million to players to support players, the minor leaguers that are unable to play this season due to the coronavirus pandemic. WWE resumed taping today. A few of their shows, the Performance Center, just yesterday, they had to cancel a couple events because someone contracted the coronavirus. I'm David Gascon.
We are Fox Sports.
Do you know who this is?